welcome to another episode of the Blue Team Podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. I'm Colin Byers, and with me as ever is Martin Smith. Martin, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Right, this week we'll be looking back at two positive results in the Betfred Cup. We'll also be previewing the first league game since February, and we'll be hearing from both Andy McCarthy and manager Jim McAnally during the broadcast. So, Martin, positive results, that's what we'd like to see.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, how good is it to be back speaking about football again, rather than everything that's gone on over the last 7-8 months through the coronavirus? Brilliant to get back to playing football, and two really good performances and results to start with.
Unexpected result, I think, if we're being honest, against Dundee United. I think if we'd would have bitten your hand off for a point or even a penalty win, but you know, we've gone down there, we've been positive, and we've come away with a deserved 3 points in the end.
Yeah, I think even the most optimistic Peterhead supporter would have been quite happy if we got a point on Saturday. So come away with not only 3 points, but a really good performance away to a Premiership team as well. I think that was the most pleasing part, not only the result, but the performance that I matched as well. Certainly held our own, gave a really good account of ourselves, and like you said, came away with 3 good points.
And it was a much changed team, obviously, because obviously there's been a lots of changes over the obviously summer, but you know, the long stoppage. But most, if not all of them, had done reasonably well.
Yeah, I think everybody can be pleased with our performance on Saturday. I don't think there was any player that was below par in any way. Considering that, like you said, there's a lot of new faces within the squad on the bench as well, so it was good to see them gel pretty quickly, I thought. They haven't had much training, especially the guys only came in on the Monday previously in the transfer window. They've probably maybe had one, maybe two training sessions at most. So I think Jim would be really pleased at the fact that they've all gelled on the face of it pretty well at the moment.
And it was wasn't just a sort of makeshift Dundee United team either. It was still a fairly strong Dundee United team that they put out. So that's not even an excuse really for them.
Yeah, when the teams came through on Saturday, I did wonder on Saturday morning if Dundee United would maybe go with a slightly weaker team in the cup, maybe just sort of maybe not that interested in it. But they haven't had the greatest form lately. So I'd imagine that Mickey Mellon would have been thinking this was a perfect opportunity of a home game against a lower league side to get a bit of confidence within his squad. So he did. He started a lot of recognised first team players for Dundee United. So it's even more pleasing for us that we've managed to go down there and get the 3 points.
The only negative, I guess you could say, was the three injuries or four injuries, as it turned out. None of those really affected the Tuesday game, apart from Josh Mulligan. But the rest, obviously, we're back fit and fighting. A good debut, I guess, for a goalkeeper. A clean sheet at Tannadice.
Yeah, I think that in terms of the injuries, I think we might see that quite a few number of injuries over the next couple of weeks in terms of players coming back. It's the first time some of them's maybe, you know, it is the first time they've played a competitive game since February. So I think match fitness and their playing and sharpness, I think it'll take a couple of weeks before that comes back. So there could be a few injuries over the next couple of weeks. But like you said, good debut for the goalkeeper. Really good game, couple of good saves as well. Didn't have much to do within the game, but I think the highlights you've seen, the command of his area, he looks really good. He's quite a big keeper as well. So I think, it's a very good find by Jim there.
Not to take too much away from him, but he didn't have too much to do in the entire game. I bet it was the quietest game he was ever going to expect at Tannadice. Just the one shot on target that he had to deal with.
Yeah, he can only deal with what he's what's put in front of him. But the fact that Dundee United only had one shot, I think that shows how well we defended. Not only as a back line, but throughout the whole team, Dundee United were limited to very little. And the fact that they did have just the one shot on target shows how well we did defend.
And the other debutants as well, of course, Kyle Bailey playing his first competitive game. There was Isaac Lane there as well. So there was a few of them playing, a couple of them coming off the bench as well. So I guess game time for them would be good, gelling, getting into the team and getting off to a positive start.
Yeah, I think at the moment it's all about getting that team to gel. I'm not sure how much hopes Jim had for the Betfred Cup and all, honestly. When the draw was made, it was maybe one of them glorified friendlies in terms of the Betfred Cup. That's used quite a lot in July. So the fact that it's before our league campaign as well, it's maybe a case of not taking it, not worried about the result, but more getting the performances. But we've put ourselves in a very good position to try and do something in the Cup if that is what Jim's looking for.
So the goal itself, then it absolutely won it. I'm hoping that this kind of goal, this type of finish that we're going to see for Stephen Boyd is something that we're going to see more often this season.
Yeah, here's hoping. The build-up play was good as well. It started out on the left-hand side for Peterhead. It worked all the way to the back, out wide, and then a good cross in, and then a really good finish. Quite easy, I think we've seen in the past, where a striker would be running onto it, leaning back and just blazing it well over the bar. So it's a very good, composed finish. And like you said, hopefully it's something that we're going to see going forward from
A good confidence builder, not just for him, but for the team, because, as you said, he could have easily just blazed that one over, but it looked like an accomplished finish.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that going by the performance, the players grew into the game. The more it went on, and then the fact that we got the goal gives you something to... I wouldn't say we're hanging on, because like you said, Dundee United only had one shot on target. But away to a Premiership club, it gives you that platform to build on. And I think we really did do that.
And as you said, you'd expected Dundee United to maybe be throwing everything at us, but as you said, as the game kind of progressed, the players seemed to grow in confidence. You could see with the way they were passing the ball about, it could have easily been, without being too modest, it could have been 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. We haven't played our competitive game in 7 months, and we're slightly disappointed that we've only beaten Dundee United by 1-0 away from home. It just shows you how football can change. But I think in terms of it being the first game, a lot of players that are new gelling together to get that win and give you the confidence boost. I don't think Jim could have thought it would have gone any better when he was going back up the road on Saturday. I think he'd have been expecting a hard-fought game. Maybe if we got a point, he'd have taken that before kick-off, like you said, but we're hand-off for it. But the fact that we've come away with 3 points is a brilliant result.
And for him to be celebrating his 9 years at the club as well, against the team that he'd spent so long at as a player, obviously would have been a bit more special for him as well.
Yeah, a little bit bittersweet, isn't it, he's gotten that result. But like you said, 9 years, great way to celebrate. And hopefully, like we said last week, we've got Jim for a number of years to come.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we have. But that obviously was an unexpected result. We went on to Tuesday's game against Brechin. Slightly different circumstances to this one, because I think we were the odds-on favourites this time round, considering that Brechin had conceded 13 goals in their previous two games.
I think I was actually more nervous going into the Brechin game than I was the Dundee United game, because it's one of them situations where you can only be the loser in terms of if you win the game like we did, it's almost expected, and if you don't win the game, you know, Brechin's got a really good result. So thankfully for us, we got 3 points, and that first half hour I thought were really, really good.
I was just going to say, because I had the exact same feeling as well, because I was thinking to myself, right, we've beaten Dundee United 1-0 at Tannadice. Typical Peterhead would be that we'll go and lose the next one to a team that's conceded so many goals.
Yeah.
After being kind of expected to win. But it is definitely a different Peterhead side this season compared to last, and you can see that already.
Yeah, I think I noticed it more last night in terms of the passing. It seems to be a lot quicker, a lot sharper. And like I said, considering we're only two games in, it really does bode well for the season. I think last season there was times where we got the ball out wide and the ball was going backwards, and that allowed the other team to set themselves and to defend properly. I think last night, with all due respect, it is Brechin in a home game, but I thought we got the ball out wide and the players are looking to take on their man rather than the ball going backwards. Everything went through Simon Ferry. He dictates the tempo so much, and again it was that crisp passing and in between the lines as well at Brechin. I thought Stephen Boyd was really good dropping deep. McCarthy as well was fantastic in my opinion, so it looks a really good team to start the season.
What was interesting though, from my kind of perspective, was he's sort of reverted back to his more traditional 4-3-3 or 4-3-1-2, whatever, how you want to put it, compared to his 4-1-4-1 that he sort of persisted with last season. And straight away you're already seeing the benefits of that?
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot of changes over the summer, and I think he's got players in now to suit the formation that he wants. I think last year it was maybe square pegs and round holes. He was trying to fit players in. It just wasn't quite working. That's why he persevered. I think it was around November time, October, he was changing the formation every week. So last night I think we got an indication of what it's going to be like going forward, and he's got the players that is able to fill the role that he's wanting rather than the opposite way around.
And he's got that squad depth now as well, because as you said, Boyd did have a good game, but young Darren Kesson came on and replaced him, and he looks a similar kind of player. He can play in that number 10 role, he can play in that hole, he's quite skillful. But also as well, we've seen Cook come on, who played up front rather than playing on the wing. Conroy's now playing at left back, and in midfield there's a flurry of players on there with Lyle Cameron come on. McCarthy, as you said, played well, and that's without sort of Josh Mulligan playing there as well. So, and of course Fraser was missing for the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition for places this season. I think players maybe last season were reliant on previous form rather than their actual current form. I think Jim was reluctant to drop players having bad games, but this season I think if you've had a couple of bad games, I think you will be finding a place on the bench, because there's somebody ready waiting to come on and take your place. As you just mentioned, there's a few players who can cover a lot of different positions, and I think that's it's a massive advantage for us having a smaller squad, that there's a player that can play two or three positions and do it really well.
I think I might be wrong, but off the top of my head, I think there's only three players in the current squad who have played more than 50 games, which tells you something how much of a change there has been in the squad. I definitely think that Ferry and Scott Brown and Jason Brown has also played over 100 games between kind of each. So yeah. The rest of them are all pretty new. Conroy, obviously, Fraser and that can join last season, but you know, less than 50 games.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for the squad in terms of that they are new, but I think they have gelled together really well. I think that's maybe a thing that Jim has looked at when he's bringing in a player, how quickly can, not that you can predict how quickly a player will adapt, but their personality to how settled they can be and how they will adapt with the rest of the squad. And it looks like a really good dressing room. We've seen them warm up yesterday and they were encouraging each other, you know, throughout the game. And I think that will only bode well for the rest of the season. We've started off really well, and we just hope that we can continue that to the league campaign.
So let's get back to the Brechin game. Much like the Dundee United game, I think the overall performance and the way the team was playing was a marked contrast to last season.
Yeah, I think it was more of a positive in playing on the front foot, which I don't think we did that enough last season. That can be, you know, we had a couple of good results, but our form was really patchy throughout most of the season. A lot of difficult results to take. So I think this season, the fact that we have started well, hopefully that positivity will run through the players. And if there is a bump in the road, it will only be a minor bump, and there will be a lot of positives rather than concerns over the season.
And it was just, you know, it was one-way traffic for that first, as you said, half an hour. It was three, it could have easily been five or six by half-time.
Yeah, I think our goalkeeper only touched the ball twice, and that was from pass-backs in the first half hour. So the game was all at Brechin's end. And like you said, it could have been four, five, six. And that's with really good chances. That's not including the half chances that we could have had in the passing, if it had been slightly crisper at certain points from that first half, we could have had more opportunities. But I thought the front three up front caused Brechin problems. That first half hour especially is probably the best football I've seen from Brechin in a long time. So that was really pleasing.
It was a really poor Brechin side, we have to say, but you only play against who you're playing. You can only play against who you're playing against, kind of thing. But we got in behind them so many times, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of pace up front now. I don't think we had that last season. We did speak probably about this time last year, Ben Armour and Aidan Smith. We thought they had the potential that when they're on the wing to take their man on, they've got the pace for it. We didn't see enough last season. So there is players in that are very pacey, very skillful in the squad now as well. And I'm hoping that will be the pattern of how things are going to go for this season.
And not only was the front three good, but Scott Brown was getting forward so much, breaking into the box late, overlapping sometimes as well, the main strikers there as well. So again, that's something we didn't see too often. I know he did. He ended up being the top goal scorer last season with six. But I think a few of them were long range efforts, but he was getting into the box, he was getting crosses in as well.
Yeah, I think it's something that he's maybe adapted to his game for this season. It looks like he's going to break further forward, and Simon's just going to sit that a little bit deeper and just marshal that back four like he did last season. And then if that allows Scott to go forward, then that's better, because I think depending on the formation he's got, you are looking for players to break in. If you've got a ball out wide and the striker's in the box, you're going to need that someone running from deep to be able to break in and try and create the chance.
And for a striker's point of view, a new signing, I should say, making his home debut, there's nothing better than getting two goals.
Yeah, two really good finishes as well. That first one, I think it went through the keeper's hands maybe, but nonetheless, it's a great strike from outside the box, and he's there in the hustle and bustle and box to tap in for the second. He's probably disappointed he didn't get his hat-trick, if I remember correctly, he hit post midway through the second half as well. So I'm sure he's pleased with his night's work, getting two goals, but maybe slightly disappointed as a striker he's not got the hat-trick.
But we commented on during the game that he was very physical, he was busy. He's something that we've been missing for, even though McAllister was there the first half of the season. He's something we've been missing, that kind of focal point in attack. But he's a big lad, but he's also got a bit of pace about him as well.
Yeah, just a way to say, for being a big lad, he has got that pace to get him behind. We mentioned last season when we played against him, he was a pain in the backside in the best possible way, because he just never gave your defence a second's peace. And it was the same last night. He never stopped. His eye was pointing for the ball in the channel. But not only is he looking for it, but it's not just like a hopeless ball forward. He's actually looking to do something with it, which again, in turn, allowed Boyd or Scott Brown to break from deep. So his movement and his intelligence is really good. Like you say, he's a big lad, and we did sort of miss that physical point last season.
So he's got 2 and 2, but Boyd is another one who's now got 2 and 2. They had a little wee bit of the range sort of goal of the season contenders already between the two of them, but I think Boyd may have just sneaked it with his one.
Yeah, absolutely. Aye, for me, no brainer. It's a fantastic strike. He's got, I think it was Conroy's throw in, he's turned his man and just unleashed a good 25-30 yards. As soon as it left his foot, you could see it going in the top corner. I think any keeper's going to be saving that one.
But again, that comes from the confidence that he's maybe had now, because maybe tail end of last season he maybe wouldn't have taken that on.
I think last season as a team the throw-in would have gone backwards. And they would have tried to build something, it wouldn't really have worked. But this season it's more direct, and it's going to seem, like you said, the confidence that you'd have gotten from Saturday has allowed him just to take that shot. But if he's going to have the confidence to do that, then he's got the ability and the skill to do it. So yeah, keep doing it.
Right, we're going to have here for one of the guys that we thought played particularly well, Andy McCarthy. So here's what he had to say.
Terrific performance to yourself and the team.
That was a good performance. Obviously, starting well makes a big difference in football. So, yeah, it was a great start for the boys, and I think that's what kind of carried on. So, great win, and obviously, if that helps. So, yep, good.
But a game of two halves, though, isn't it?
Yeah, game of two halves. I think conceding that early in the second half kind of makes it more of a game again as well. But we still, you go out every half to play well. But obviously, conceding early, and it kind of brought them back into the game. So, probably in next week or whenever, Saturday, sorry. Started second half better, so it was obviously still a good one. But
my personal note, you're delighted with your end performance. We thought you had really good that first half, especially.
First half it was okay, so can improve some things. Probably try to get goals for a lot of the boys gave me stick in that changing room for no scoring that. So trying to get goals is a big thing for me, but it's even the difference is trying to get in the box now. So hopefully I can get a few, but we start with one, and my own performance was alright, and second half kind of tired, but as I said, I think I've not played two back-to-back games in years, to be honest, just for injury and that, so I think I kind of started to get a wee bit tired, but I think that was probably due for not playing that much, and I'm just happy to be back out playing and again.
They were quite physical at times, breaking, you were kind of the brunt of some of their heavy challenges, we thought, second half especially.
Listen, that's football, I probably enjoy that side more than I should, so I enjoy that, somebody once the tackle went, happy to have tackle back. It's just the way I play football as well, and I've always been like that, to be honest. And so obviously even small things like fitness, I can get closer to people, do you know what I mean? And even that, and getting away from people as well, which I can expect that football by tackle, that happens, and I don't mind it. I enjoy doing it myself. So.
You mentioned the Celtic are back-to-back games, the first time in a while, but the way the team is playing as well, does that give you a bit of confidence?
Yeah, listen, I think the boys are really confident in it at the minute, and we're just gelling together. I think that probably, from what I've seen, we're looking well and looking good, and even playing in the team, it's enjoyable to play in at the minute. I think all the boys are playing with smile on the face, and that's a big thing. When you get that, you know, you're doing well, so it's obviously just early doors, and we're just gelling, so hopefully we can compete on a Saturday, which is a massive game, obviously, for all this.
You're looking forward to getting maybe three games in a row?
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah. So, yeah, obviously that's what you want to do in football, but run our games together. Probably I've not done enough in my career lately. That's probably 2 years or something, but that's what everyone wants to do, I think. So, yeah, looking forward to hopefully playing if selected. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Perfect, thanks for that.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you. Cheers. See ya. Cheers.
Aye, so Andy McCarthy, how good was he on Tuesday?
Oh yeah, I actually thought he was I know why he's playing, he's got two goals, but I thought Anthony McCarthy, was our best player in the park. Like I said, I know he got two goals, Isaac, but to me, it's the build-up play from McCarthy that I was really pleased with. He's one drop of the shoulder and he can take away two players or a pass over the top, that it's almost like pinpoint. And we didn't see that enough last season, so hopefully this is a sign of things to come. But like you said, he was pleased to get two games under his belt, and hopefully it's a sign of things to come because he looked really, really good.
He looked sharp. It's an obvious thing to say, but he only played three games, two of them were off the bench, and I think the one he did start, he came off injured as well. So we obviously didn't see the real Andy McCarthy, and in a way as well, I don't think we really saw the real Stephen Boyd either, in that kind of short space of time after the January window. So it's almost like Jim's gotten new players, new signings with these guys.
Yeah, I think we knew when they came into the club, the quality that they've got, you know, that they've played at some good clubs previously. So, and as you said, they're almost like new signings. They don't really need to gel as much. The players that are there, obviously they're integrating with the new ones. But I think they'd be more relaxed because they know the surroundings of the club, and that will hopefully allow them to relax and play their own game.
The only negative in the scoreline, if you like, was the one goal we did concede straight after half time, which is, I guess, the worst time you could have conceded. But the goal came from a mistake from our side. Interestingly, the only chances that Brechin really did create was from our own mistakes.
Yeah. It's a little bit like last season in terms of teams didn't create that many chances against us, but when they did, it was because of our own mistakes. Hopefully that'll be something that'll iron out once the players are, you know, they've played 5-6 games together. But it was at the timing of the goal as well. It was, as you said, right after half-time, really bad time to concede. I think the game took another 10-15 minutes just to settle down. I think we were quite happy to sit for a while, but Brechin didn't really do much with the ball. They didn't get in behind us to try and do anything to get a second. And like you said, the fact that their only chance was one of our mistakes, we didn't allow them. So I think last season, when we conceded our goal, we became sometimes too open, trying to chase a game. But last night, it was almost taking a 10 minutes to just reset ourselves, and I'll let Brechin get another one and back into the game. And then after that, we created a number of chances afterwards that really should have probably got more than the three.
That game management, maybe what wasn't there last season was certainly there on Tuesday night.
Yeah, like I said, last season we would have maybe gone and conceded another goal pretty soon after trying to chase the game or trying to get another goal and kill it off. But last night it looked like a bit of game management. I think Gary McKenzie as well, he just settles things down, Brown, Fraser. So, you know, the experienced guys, and hopefully that'll be enough to mix with the youngsters to give us that blend of, you know, the youth and experience, but trying to calm things down when there's a possibility that it might not be working.
Right, let's hear what the manager had to say.
A good start to the season so far, two wins?
Two wins, aye. I'm not sure we won two games in the bounce of all of last season. You might correct me on that, but
No.
So, obviously, it's a good start. It's like the first half of the night, we were fantastic. And three probably didn't flatter us, it could have been more. And then they scored the first 30 seconds of the second half, and kind of again going back to last season a wee bit, we might have let that affect us quite bad, but I thought after 5 or 10 minutes we settled down again and played some decent stuff, and you know, we probably should have added some goals. I think they had one chance near the end, 5 minutes with a header that Josh saved, but I thought we were comfortable in the second half, and you could see that both teams were tired badly. You know, obviously they've played 3 games in 7 days, and I mean, so listen, I'm delighted, and it was good to get all the boys in the park, and especially the 2B boys, because they're good to watch, you know.
They must have been pleased with the chances we created as well. It looked really good going forward.
Aye, we did, aye. We look as though we've got a good balance about us, you know what I mean? We've got decent options. You know, Big Gary's got an hour under his belt tonight, and you can see, you know, if we get him a bit fitter, you can see that he's going to have a big impact for us, and we've got good options. You've got Kyle can play right back, you've got Kieran that can play right back, you know, Kieran can play left back even if Ryan Conroy was struggling. And then up front we've got, I know Cookie came as a left winger, but you know, he's okay going through the middle because he looks to get in behind, and wee Boyd is just fantastic. Andy McCarthy's been fantastic, so you know, it's been good. It's been good, and like I say, wee Dern and Lyle going on. Wee Dern is like watching the old fashioned football. I'm probably too young for use, but you know, it's good to watch. It's good to watch somebody like that. He's got that wee bit of skill and that wee bit of class, you know.
Off the Barker setup as well, was it difficult to kind of, was there a bit of complacency coming in and thinking that?
Well, no, obviously there wasn't, because of the way they played in the first half, but the worry is that you're going through such a high playing a game that you're expected to lose to them, the pressures, like we were Dundee United tonight, and we had to, you know, do what they were meant to do to us, so it's a wee bit of reverse psychology, so I thought we dealt with that quite well. And because we've now got full points for the two games, it just gives us a wee sniffy getting through a group that probably nobody gave us an earthly getting through, you know. So it's good. It's a good start.
What gives you confidence going into the first league game on Saturday?
Well, of course, if you're winning football matches, you know, it's good for morale, it's good for spirit, and you know, we just need to make sure that we play each game in its merit to a certain extent, you know, because we go down there on Saturday, we know it's not a great pitch, the AstroTurf down there, they're quite a direct sign, so we need to be prepared for what's coming at us, you know. So, you know, we've had good practice last weekend, how to be solid, and we need to do that again.
Yeah, Ben Armour went off to safety on 10 minutes anyway.
It was a tight hamstring he went off with, but it was the opposite hamstring for the one he had last year, and he thinks, you know, he's certainly he's no torn that or anything like that, just seized up a wee bit. So obviously, I don't know if you've seen, if you were at the game on Saturday, but he had a massive effort on Saturday, and then, you know, he started with a few big runs early in the night, and he was in behind, so I think he just tightened up a wee bit, and as you can see, his physique, he's put on a hell of a lot of muscle, so he's put on a stone in muscle. He's got on a stone and muscle, so you know, that might just have been, he's maybe just not got that balance right yet between, you know, having energy to run and that, but you know, so hopefully he's okay, but it's Tuesday, so and he's no bad, so we'll see how he goes. But it will be, aye, with a hamstring, aye, it will be. And as I say, I don't think we need to take chances at this stage. Gary Fraser will be, his girlfriend tested positive for COVID on Monday, although he tested negative, but he's obviously got to go through the isolation. It's a shame because Gary done well on Saturday, but he just need to suffer like everybody else does, you know.
Thanks, officers.
Alright,
thanks very much.
No bother.
It's quite telling when you listen to that Jim sounds as though he's quite disappointed actually with only getting 3 goals.
Yeah, I think that's credit to the team that they create so many chances, that he is disappointed. It was slightly harsh that, you know, we've got in 3 and we've been the team that's put in front of us and he's disappointed. But, you know, we did create 2 or 3 chances in the second half, Isaac Lane's at the post. I think Cook, he just went wide, and I think Derek Lyle had a chance as well. So, you know, he probably was looking at five or six, really.
And we should, we don't like to correct him, but we should correct him because he did say that he didn't reckon that we'd had back-to-back victories at all last season. We did actually do it twice. And if you remember correctly, one of those times was the games against Raith and Clyde, which we picked as well as performances of the season. We forgot about it. It's just one of that kind of thing.
It's real that we do get back to back wins, so you can understand why he's maybe forgotten. It was a long time ago since we've played football, so we'll let him off with that.
It was a long time ago. But anyway, he mentioned the Airdrie game, which is obviously now going to be the first league game of the campaign. Ben Armour, by the sounds of it, is going to be missing. Gary Fraser's definitely going to be missing because he's going to be self-isolating. However, as we mentioned before, there is a depth of a squad there now that, no, although they're going to be a miss, they're not going to be too much of a miss, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, gutted for Ben coming off last night. I thought, well, granted, he only played 10 minutes before he needed to come off, but he looked really good. A couple of, like as Jim said, a couple of runs, looking at getting behind. He played really well against Dundee United, so he will be a big loss. As we've said, there is number of players that can cover positions now, so whilst on the one hand it's disappointing, it gives someone else a chance to make that mark in the team and hopefully stick a claim for a start the week after.
And when do we start calling Ben the Hulk? Because he's huge now, isn't he?
Yeah, we got to see him last night in the flesh, and it was almost like a new sign-in. It was like, who's that? And then you got closer to him and you seen it was Ben Armour. And as Jim said, he's putting on a stone and muscle, and he's certainly bulked out. When we spoke to him, you know, way back now at the start of the year, he did say he was looking to bulk himself up a bit. Well, I think he's certainly succeeded in that during lockdown.
He's obviously, I was about to say, he's obviously taken it upon himself to use lockdown to his benefit and sort of use that time to get himself bulked up and try and change his game slightly?
Yeah, I think he admitted himself that there was certain games that he was sort of maybe bullied off the ball a bit, and the fact that he got injured and it was a stop-start sort of season for him. He certainly put that lockdown period to good use. He's bulked himself out really well. And again, it adds that extra dimension to his game, the fact that he's a smaller sort of lad, but he's got that physical bulk now, as well as the pace. I think he'll be really good this season, fingers crossed.
So Airdrie, we didn't have a great results against them last season. In the three games, we lost all three. 2-1, 2-0 and 2-0, I think the results were. So it's going to be difficult. It'll be a difficult game anyway. However, does the results that we've had in the last two games give you any more confidence that you can actually go down there and get someone?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, the fact that we've beaten Dundee United and Brechin, I think confidence will be really high within the squad. A couple of players probably will come in because of injuries, and also Gary Fraser have been out. So there's competition. I think they'll be vying to play for the week after and put in a good performance. So if they're on the park and they're not playing well, they can't, there's somebody got to take their place. I think that will help motivate the players. And I think we can go down there with a lot of confidence and look to get a positive result.
I mean, although we lost all three last season, they were pretty tight affairs. I get the story over our season last season, we just didn't take our chances, and our opponents did. I think the Airdrie game was the one that Jason Brown had two off the line within a matter of seconds. So again, it comes into that kind of fine lines that we talked sort of endlessly about last season. Hopefully that's not going to be the case again this season. So, you know, yes, we did lose three games to them last season, but as I said, they were pretty tight affairs.
Yeah, there's a lot of games last season where it was a case of we didn't take our chances and a mistake at the back, and it's cost us, and that was another scenario with Airdrie. And I'm a lot more confident in this season. I know we're only two games in the Betfred Cup, but we look a really good squad. And I think we can go down there with a lot of confidence and hopefully get a positive result. That's the only reason why we can't. I know that it's the AstroTurf Park, and it's not great for playing football on. They'll be useful for us. We are not. That could be a factor. I'm not going to make excuses for game one in the league. It's a team that I think we can go down and get a positive result.
The referee is Barry Cook. Not a guy that we heard much of last season. We only had him once, and ironically it was against Airdrie in the last game against them, 2-0. He gave away that kind of dodgy penalty just after half time, if you remember. But in his two games that he's
was that the game he missed a blatant penalty with Scott Hooper?
I don't know
if it was the same game, and then about 10 minutes later he's given a penalty that no one's appealed for.
I think that was another Airdrie game, but he's in his two games that he's officiated already this season, he's handed out 9 yellow cards. So he's a bit of a card happy kind of guy, and he 96 in total last season from his 23 games. So stick on that we're going to get at least 5 yellows.
Yeah, so he likes to dish out the cards then. So if it's going to be a competitive game, you don't want the referee to ruin it.
No, and going by his record, he will be dishing it. And that might be his way of trying to calm things down early doors. However, if he's just dishing out yellow cards for the sake of dishing them out, then it's just going to ruin the game.
Every referee's got their own way in dealing with the games, but I'd like a referee that within a couple of minutes will just brandish a yellow card, and obviously he seems to have a record of dishing them out.
As you said, Jason Brown might as well just stay on the sidelines because he's bound to get a yellow on Saturday.
Yeah, he does like a yellow card, but hopefully it's a game that the football do the talking. We're speaking about the game next week rather than speaking about the referee's performance.
Obviously, fans can't get into the game, but Airdrie will have on their Diamonds TV, I think it is. £12 to purchase it as a one-off. Interesting maybe debate as we kind of go on through the seasons to see how much each team is offering their streaming services, but Peter Hayes is obviously going to be £10 per game as a one-off. Everybody's charging £12. Is there an argument that maybe every league game should be the same price all the way for every team?
Yes. It's simple as that, in my opinion. Yes, I think it should have been a blanket. This is the price of a League One game. And everybody should be the same price because I don't see what difference Airdrie charging £12 is compared to maybe another team charging £15. You know, where do you draw the line? We're trying to get, you know, we can't get into games. So I think there should have been something that accommodates the fans to allow them to watch the game while still supporting the club. I know that's the idea of the streaming, but I think it should have been a blanket. This is the cost in League One, regardless of what team is broadcasting it.
Again, Dun United, they charged £12.50, I think it was, for the Betfred Cup game on the Saturday. So there's an argument there. It's a Premier League team you're playing against. However, it is a League Cup tie. And if you were going to that particular game, it probably would have been a reduced ticket price anyway.
Yeah, I think it's important that clubs don't lose sight that they are broadcasting it to the fans. So they'll want to price fans out. You know, we've spoken before that sometimes you go to a game, you have X amount of pounds to go, your arguments out, your pie, your programme and whatnot. So it is important that clubs don't lose sight of that. But and that's why I think maybe £10, that's what PI is charging. I think if it was £10 across the board in League One, I don't think a supporter would mind paying £10 for a game, but as soon as you start getting to the £12.50 or the £13, you start thinking, you know, I could maybe miss that game but watch another game. So I think clubs charging that extra couple of pounds more actually could be detrimental to them because it would maybe lose, you know, a fraction of the people that would want to see it.
We were there on Tuesday. We were lucky enough to be allowed in to watch the game. What was your kind of take on the sort of procedures of getting into the ground and the actual game itself with nobody sort of there?
I thought the procedures were brilliant. No issue. Felt completely safe going in the ground. Everything's well signed. It's you know, you're briefed before you go in. You're briefed when you're there. What to do, what not to do. It's well signposted, well set out as well. You know, we're made aware from the word go where we would be. So again, no issue. It's quite eerie without supporters. There was the canned crowd noise at the game. For me personally, I'm not a fan of that. You know, we've seen it. There was a chance the keeper saved it, and then 3 seconds later, you get the fake crowd in the background. To me, I know it's on the television. You see it with Sky. That's up to them. I don't think it should be a live game. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was good to be back to watch a live game of football since February, and no issues with the COVID protocols.
The crowd noise, the Cannes crowd noise, it felt out of place at Balmour, if that makes sense, because it was kind of unnatural crowd noise, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it was almost louder without fans than it was when there is fans there at times. It just didn't feel right. I thought it was maybe one of them things that was just going to be on for a couple of minutes to try and sort of get you into the game. But, you know, it was on the whole 90 minutes, which for me personally, I wasn't a keen on it.
I guess from a streaming kind of point of view, it cuts out any sort of dead air, if you like, or maybe cuts out any kind of the language that you might have picked up on the field.
Yeah, I can understand the reason for it. Even with when Sky do it, I get why they do it. It's just for me personally, I'm not a fan of it. You know, at first come and go when the Bundesliga started up, I didn't like it then, and I'm still not sold on it now.
No, but anyway, that's the 2020-2021 season has now kicked off. Finally, we're off to a positive start. Hopefully, by this time next week. We'll be still talking positively after another victory on Saturday.
Yeah, here's hoping. I'm not sure. Are we doing the predictions this season? We didn't have a great track record last season.
We might give that a
it's
mess.
It's 2020, anything goes.
We'll just say we'll go for a positive result.
Positive result, yeah. I mean, anything positive. I'm hopeful of a win. First game away, we're not quite sure what energy sort of team we're going to come up against. Arsenal Turf, a draw or a win would be to me a positive result.
Yeah, we certainly take that at this early stage in the season. So anyway, that will be it for this week's episode. My thanks goes to Martin, as always, for joining me, and we'd both like to thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week, so we'll see you all then. Cheers.